No more calls, please, you guys. We have some very, very enthusiastic winners. Congratulations to Miriam of Elizabeth, New Jersey, and Bernie of Douglaston, New York, in Queens. They both knew that Mary Richards, played by Mary Tyler Moore, lived in Minneapolis, and we'll give you guys a chance to win more tickets a little bit later on in the program. We've got Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola for you and Evil Dead the Musical, and as always, more tickets coming at you here on Anything Goes. I got to get Bill Mays and bring him on up here. We just heard his wonderful version of Charlie Chaplin's Smile. I'm Lise Avery. Thank you all for playing. Happy New Year to you, and thank you so much for joining me for this edition of Anything Goes. I really do appreciate it, and as I said to Bernie and to Elizabeth, first of all, Happy New Year. And second of all, you guys, don't forget to spread the word about Anything Goes, because we want this family to grow larger and warmer and to care about each other more. So just tell your friends to tune in to Anything Goes, and we'll all get to know each other a whole lot better. And by the way, next month, I'm going to need you to stand up for me. It is our fund drive here on WFDU-FM. And stations like this are more important than ever. So I'm looking to hear from you in February. I'm Lise Avery, and we're going to get Bill Mays up here. Congratulations to Elizabeth and to Bernie. They were so excited, and I'm so excited for them.
To stay at home's the only way to go. Get a homebody, and you'll be glad you did. Cause if he's missing, you will know where he is hid. I'm a stay at home, cause that's the only place where I can be alone. I can play at home and scratch my head and think, and let those dirty dishes pile up in the sink. Whenever I am forced to travel far from home, I seem to lose my sense of bebop. You know what people do to buffalo who roam? Give me a stationary treetop. I'm a nest builder. I'd rather feather one than fly around the world. Not a west builder. That's a lot of talk. I'm just as happy just to go where I can walk. The same with jazz, ragtime, rock and rock. I'm a nobody unless I take the time to wait and see how the sublime in life will rhyme. Although we're all supposed to make a soulful sound, forget it if you're in a hurry. They'll have to get some other fool to drive around. I can't allow myself to worry. I'm a homebody. If I should die while I'm in London, Nice, or Rome, send my body home. At least I'll get some rest. Instead of playing, I will try to smell my best. ¶¶
My name's Tyler, and in 9 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. But my parents won't start talking to me about it till high school.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
Thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hi, this is Jay Lenhart, and you're tuned in to Anything Goes with Lise Avery, that fox.
Bill Mays and his trio live at Jazz Standard. And how are things in Glockamora? We'll learn more about Bill on the piano and Matt on the drums and Martin on the bass in just a moment here on Anything Goes, because we've got Bill Mays here in the studio. And if you're not familiar with Bill Mays, let me tell you, he is a pianist, a composer, and arranger. William Allen Mays is what happens when you need to call him formally. He came from a musical family. His dad was a minister, and he was first exposed to jazz when he was 16 years old. He went to see Earl Father Hines, about which I am extremely jealous. I'll have to ask Bill about that. He began his professional life at age 17 in the U.S. Navy as a bandsman. He spent a year at the Naval School of Music in Washington, D.C. He spent 4 years there and then started working with the Bill Green Ensemble. Green played sax, clarinet, and vibes. And then in 1969, Bill Mays made the big move to Los Angeles. He worked gigs with some of L.A.'s best players, including Buddy Collette and Shelly Manne, Art Pepper. And Fusion was well underway, and Bill Mays worked some mighty noteworthy gigs in that genre as well. Well, Tom Scott's L.A. Express, Indian electric violinist Dr. L. Subramanian. Don't try this at home. I'm a professional. Frank Zappa. and a large ensemble in which Bill played the clavinet. And believe it or not, this one's my favorite. He even played straight out rock and roll at the Whiskey A Go Go with one of the first drag queen groups, the Cycle Sluts. Bill became a fixture in the Hollywood recording studios, and he first met J.J. Johnson and Betty Golson there in a Hollywood studio. He became the consummate accompanist in L.A. and was first called pianist for a lot of singers and worked with Sarah Vaughan and Dionne Warwick, Anita O'Day, Al Jarreau, and Frank Sinatra. And nowadays, Bill Mays leads his own bands, and his resume includes some of the most important musicians around, like Ron Carter and Al Cohn, Eddie Daniels, Benny Golson, Mel Lewis, Charles McPherson, Bob Mintz. Sir, this is too long for me to read, Bill Mays. You're going to have to tell us about it. Look, oh, Paul Winter. Oh, Phil Woods. I am such a Phil Woods fan. Oh, my Lord. I saw him play. I almost fell over. He's played such notable New York venues as Birdland, Blue Note, Bradley's, Carnegie Hall. That small venue. Well, he has a couple of albums out that we've been hearing here on Anything Goes. He's got a current affiliation with Palmetto Records, which began in 1999, and we've heard live at Jazz Standard and Summer Sketches, and band Going Home, and Bill's got a new album out, and he's brought some tracks to share with you here on Anything Goes, and Anything Goes is pleased to welcome Bill Mays to the WFDU-FM studios. Good morning, Bill Mays.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Well, I'm wet but happy.
Better than snowed.
Oh, yeah.
That's something. Yeah, that is something. Now, you came down from Pennsylvania. Is it down from Pennsylvania?
Well, yeah, it's kind of down and over.
Okay.
I'm in the Milford area, about an hour and a half from here.
Mm-hmm. And so when you're playing, do you play a lot of gigs out in Pennsylvania, or do you come pretty much into the city when you're working?
I play all over the world, and unfortunately, I don't get to work too much in my home area of Pennsylvania. There's a couple of places out there and a little music festival that I've played a couple of times. But most of my work is on the road, some in New York. Maybe 6-8 weeks of the year I'm in New York doing one thing or another.
Uh-huh. You have a little pied-à-terre here in New York.
Yeah,
a little pad. That's the
shoebox.
That's the jazz musician's version. And your wife's a photographer, you said?
She is.
Cool. Would we know her work?
You would if you follow any jazz websites. And she's done several CD covers for various musicians, and publicity photos is a large part of her work, too.
Oh, really?
And in fact, the one you're holding there, she did the last two of my CDs, Going Home and Live at Jazz Standard. Those are Judy's photographs.
As well she should. Now, let's repeat these titles. You have worked with Palmetto Records since 1999, right?
I believe it, yeah.
That's what it says on your website.
It's been three records ago, and was it 99? It's been my best affiliation with a record company in my life. I'm just delighted.
Really? Tell me why.
Well, for one thing, they give me a lot of leeway when I do a record. I don't have anybody breathing down my neck saying, you know, try it this way or don't do it that way. I have pretty much complete artistic control. I get together with Matt Balotzeris, and we talk about who's a producer. We talk about format and tunes, and it turns out that just so happens that the three that I've done have all, the first two I did were theme-oriented. Summer Sketches is all songs about summer,
mm-hmm.
and Going Home is songs about hearth and home and how good it is to be back home, and
mm-hmm.
The song that you played earlier that I sang by Red Mitchell is lamenting, because Red, like myself, spent a lot of time on the roads lamenting being out on the road too much and how great it is when you're finally back home in your own bed.
Oh, I completely understand that. Actually, you should sing more. There's something definitely funky going on there, Bill Mays.
Thank you.
Yes, we heard I'm a Homebody, which I neglected to mention, from Bill's Going Home album. It's the Bill Mays Trio. And tell us about your trio, Bill Mays. You're on the piano. And
Martin Wind is the bass player.
Uh-huh.
You heard some beautiful arco work on the three tracks that you played today from Martin. Martin studied with the principal bassist of the Berlin Philharmonic and brings that kind of expertise and classical know-how to his jazz playing.
Uh-huh.
So I use him a lot in the trio on bow. Matt Wilson is a unique and colorful instrumentalist. He not only plays drums, he plays a whole box full of interesting percussion instruments and brings those to play when we work. And the thing about Matt is, he's a great example of a guy who has tons of technique, but uses it sparingly, and it's always at the service of the music.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's probably a function of all of us as we get older. We learn more and more what not to play and how important the rests are as well as the notes. And I appreciate that about both of those guys that work with me.
What's going on in between the notes?
Exactly.
Or in between the words? When you say he brings I don't remember what word you used, a collection of different kinds of percussion, what is it that you're referring to so that people understand?
Well, it's a whole battery of things. I mean, some of the more usual percussion toys, like various shakers and tambourines. He also has a Peking opera gong that he uses. Kind of sounds like...
How big is that, Bill?
It's small. It's a small gong.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, gongs come in all sizes.
Yes, I know. Well, I'm just thinking... Well, percussionists are known to be insane. I mean, they'll carry an entire Volkswagen on their back if it'll give them the sound, right?
I think he's even got a hubcap from the Volkswagen in his
That's where I'm going. Does
battery.
He bring non-traditional...
And finger cymbals and deer claws. He's got some American Indian kind of toys that he's used. And he just uses the drum set in an unusual way. We were doing a concert one night, and he picked up the snare drum and held it as if it were the body of a banjo and started strumming the snares, which are located on the bottom of the snare drum. And
that is so cool.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about the trio, not just Matt, but all of us, it's not a pianist with bass and drums accompaniment. It's really a group that's composing together on the spot. And so we have some things that are highly structured, like the arrangement I did on Glockamora that you just played a bit of. We also have things that are completely open and often play freely with no intent and no design in mind. We might play freely for 2 or 3, 4, 5 minutes, and then that will lead us into a tune that had not been talked about or thought about. And it's, of course, that's the essence of jazz, the spontaneity factor, but ours is truly seat of the pants sometimes, and we like it that way.
So essentially, there's not too many overdubs going on in your recording session. It's whatever happens that goes live to tape.
That's
and
true.
Whatever
happens. It's totally an acoustic group, and no, there's never any overdubbing.
So that's the old-fashioned way. That's the way Benny Goodman used to record, of course, and Duke Ellington. It's just right. Whatever went onto the tape is what you got, and that really is a test of the musician's chops.
Now, Glenn
right?
Gould, the Canadian virtuosic pianist, had another theory when he quit performing live and went into the studio and devoted his last years to recording. He said, "We have the technology. Let's make perfect records." And he made records that were fiddled with, that were spliced and edited. And, you know, he felt that because you could make a perfect record, why not do it? So there's that aspect, too.
Well, it's an artistic sensibility, right? It's a it's a choice. Tell me a little bit more about you as an artist. On many of these tracks on all of your albums, you have written songs. In some cases, you've done other people's material. How do you decide?
As I do in live performance, I follow through with this in my recordings. I like to include some of my own music, some by other members of the band. And I also like to play songs from the Great American Songbook, as it's been designated. I mean, those standards are standard for certain good reasons. You know, the Cole Porters, the Gershwins, the Jerome Kearns, the Irving Berlins. That music is always fresh to me, and because it's so strong melodically and harmonically, it invites reinterpretation, and I never get tired of playing songs like Smile and All the Things You Are and Always and what have you. At the same time, I do enjoy composing and writing for other groups and for this trio, and so on any given album, on any given concert, you'll hear 3 or 4 originals during the evening.
And you are tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. We are talking to pianist Bill Mays. And speaking of which, you have a new album coming out, right, Bill Mays?
It'll be out sometime this mid to late summer or early fall. And it's a different trio this time. It's Marvin Stamm playing flugelhorn and trumpet, and Elisa Horn playing cello. And the centerpiece of the album is a three-movement piece called Fantasy that I wrote last year that combines elements of jazz and classical. I guess you could call it a crossover piece in that much of it is through composed, and there's improvising in various spots in the three movements.
Through composed? What does that mean, Bill Mays?
Through composed meaning, you know, it follows a certain form. I use techniques of classical composition. It's very developed. There are lots of variations on the themes. There's even a kind of a counter fugue in one of the movements. And at the same time, there are little spots where in the middle of the composed part where the cello improvises on a mode for a while, or the trumpet player, actually Marvin is playing freely in one section just over an A pedal point. He's soloing freely for a couple of minutes. I also use some techniques where I'm inside the piano, strumming the strings or plucking the strings or muting the strings. And you can get a lot of different effects that make the piano sound like everything from a kind of a stopped, funky stopped guitar sound. Or if you use a certain kind of mute that I have developed for inside the piano, you can get almost a Middle Eastern instrument, like a bouzouki kind of sound.
What's a bouzouki, Bill Mays?
Well, it's a Middle Eastern instrument that sounds kind of like the piano does when I mute it the way I do.
Oh, no, I'm going to have to get the Anything Goes bat out.
There you go.
And the piano you're fiddling with is a Steinway, am I correct about that?
Well, I fiddle with all kinds of pianos.
Okay.
I prefer, and I am a Steinway artist.
Okay, so you're listed on their website.
I play Steinways most of the time. In fact, you asked earlier what one of the attractions for me is with Palmetto Records. They have a wonderful in-studio Steinway B that I've done some of the recording on, and Matt Balitzaris keeps it beautifully maintained and voiced and records it. He's also the engineer on the in-studio projects. And gets one of the sweetest piano sounds, recorded sounds that I know.
Wow. Are there studios downtown where their offices are?
Their studios are out in Pennsylvania.
Oh, this makes it convenient for you.
And high-ceilinged converted barn.
No kidding. Can I ask where in Pennsylvania?
Down near the below the water gap.
Wow. Yeah,
it's beautiful out there.
That's wonderful. What a wonderful idea for a record company to have their studios out in Pennsylvania in a glorious area and then have their operations here.
A large building like that affords you, with the high ceilings, lets the piano sound breathe before the microphones pick it up. We like to mic the piano with the mics away from the strings. Some engineers have a different approach and like to put them down in the harp holes.
Okay.
Or just 3 or 4 inches above the strings. But I always like the sound of a piano that where the vibrations and the overtone series have a chance to grow and breathe before they're picked up by the mics.
Does that give you more of a live concert kind of sound, Bill?
For me, it just picks up the depth and the breadth of the piano sound more than a close miking does.
I have never heard that before. That's
although
fascinating.
Although having said that, I also enjoy the Rudy Van Gelder close miking approach that he uses. He gets this very specific piano sound.
Right. Well, certainly Rudy's been around for years and years and years and has his own signature sound. Now, you have brought with you some tracks to share with us of an upcoming album. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
This is the one I was just alluding to with Elisa Horn and Marvin Stamm, and I think we were going to listen to the second movement of the piece.
Now, is this the one that you sent to me to
yes.
listen to? Okay, I just want to make sure since I got the privilege of listening to it once, when is this album out?
We don't have a set release date, but it'll be sometime later this year.
Okay, can you set it up for us then a little bit? Tell us a little bit about this composition. This is the second movement
this
in a series of how many?
This is the second movement of three from my piece Fantasy for cello, trumpet, flugelhorn, and piano. Marvin's alternating on flugelhorn and trumpet. And this second movement starts with interesting technique on the trumpet called flutter tonguing. So you'll hear kind of a buzzing, very fast repetition of the note after Marvin plays it. And you'll hear the cello both using the bow, arco, and also pizzicato. And there will be a couple of short improvised sections where we're playing just on alternating two chords back and forth.
Wow.
And it's a very lyrical waltz melody, probably inspired stylistically by the French composers, by Satie and Ravel and Debussy.
Wow. Now, I have 9 tracks on this CD. Which one am I aiming for,
5.
Bill Mays? Thank you. Okay. See, you guys are in on the behind-the-scenes operations here and Anything Goes. What track? It's Professional Operation. I'm Lise Avery. You're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. We're mixing up the jazz, the standards, the classic pop, and a little bit of just about anything else in ways that you cannot find too many places on your radio dial. And Anything Goes is pleased to welcome our newest affiliate to the syndicated program, WDNA-FM in Miami, Florida. We'll be airing Anything Goes during Afternoon Drive 5 days a week. So lots of great music is going to be aired and webcast. And more bulletins about that as they come in. Right now, here's an extra read-all about it. This is a scoop for you guys, Mr. Bill Mays. This is an album. They don't even have an air date for it, but Bill Mays is here to share it with you. And the name of it, Bill Mays, do we have it?
We don't have a name yet.
Isn't that something?
The name of this trio with cello and trumpet and myself is Inventions.
Okay.
So Inventions will figure in the title.
Okay.
And as I said, this is the second movement of Fantasy.
All right. From Bill Mays and his trio, I'm Lise Avery. 10:41 is the time. Got rain out there. Temperatures around 50 degrees.
Thank you.
the Bill Mays Trio here on Anything Goes with an untitled composition that is not yet released. It doesn't even have a release date nor a name. We're sitting here with pianist Bill Mays. Tell us a little bit. Tell us again, please, who was playing on that track,
Marvin
Bill.
Stamm was playing flugelhorn and trumpet, and Lisa Horn playing cello.
Okay, cool. Now, Bill, tell us where we can see you live. You're going to be around this week for the IAJE, and let me just tell everybody, if I could, the IAJE, which is what we all call it, is the International Association of Jazz Education. It's a convention where jazz people, musicians, radio folks, record companies, educators from all over the world convene on one spot, get together, and it's kind of a an immersion into jazz, and it happens in New York pretty frequently. It was here last year, and it's here again this year. You can log on to IAJE.org for more information. It happens at the Sheraton and the Hilton in New York, and all the hijinks begin on Wednesday for the IAJE convention. If you want to be immersed in jazz and surrounded by great jazz folks like Bill Mays, check out IAJE.org, or you can give me a call if you really want to go. I'll give you the info. All right, so tell me, Bill Mays, you're going to be at Catano on Wednesday when the IAJE kicks off.
Right, I'll be there with Marvin Stamm's quartet with drummer Ed Soaf and Rufus Reed on bass. We'll be doing a quartet night there, and we'll also be at the IAJE convention Friday at 5 p.m. And then my trio with Matt Wilson and Martin Wynn will be at the Mohunk Mountain House up in New Paltz, New York.
Oh, that's a tough gig. I'm so sorry, Bill. You poor guy.
And they have a great little yearly festival called Jazz on the Mountain. We'll be there Sunday afternoon, the 14th.
That's cool. Jazz at the Mountain on Mohunk. Now, do you happen to remember, Bill Mays, because it's not on in my information, where Catano is?
Catano's at Park and 37th.
Okay.
Manhattan. And we're playing at 8 o'clock.
One set? Two sets.
And 8 and 9:45 on Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay. So, and if you would like information or telephone numbers to make reservations, you can log on to Bill's website, which is billmays.net. And at the IAJE, you're going to be in one of the hotels, Bill?
We'll be in the, one of the hotels.
One of those. You know what? Every single year I have to look up where the Sheraton is.
It's in the Metro Ballroom at the Sheraton, 5 o'clock on the 12th.
Oh, cool. Maybe I'll stop by and make faces at you. And up at Mohonk Mountain House. Now, I guess we would have to call Mohonk and make reservations for that. It's a weekend, or we can probably just go for dinner.
It's a weekend festival, yeah.
Because that's the way Mohonk works, is
but
you can go for
can
dinner.
Go just for isolated concerts, too.
Neato. Yeah. Very, very neat. And let's see, wait a minute. Here, I'm looking at these notes that Bill gave to me. You're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. I'm talking to pianist Bill Mays. Hear me on film. Fur. What is that?
Fur. That's the new film about Diane Arbus.
Oh, no kidding.
Starring Nicole Kidman. And I was the featured soloist on the soundtrack of the movie. The soundtrack was written by Carter Burwell. And it's a unique soundtrack. It features me on celeste and piano. Bassist Martin Wind, my trio bandmate, is also on that soundtrack. And it's got about an hour and 10 minutes of music, which is pretty unusual for a film that's just under 2 hours. It's a lot of music.
Wow. And whose soundtrack is it? On what label?
Carter Burwell is the composer.
Okay. No, I was just wondering if we wanted to see...
The soundtrack is not out yet.
It's not out yet. Okay.
The film just, you know, hit theaters a couple months ago.
Okay, so we'll look out for that.
Interesting story about the life of photographer Diane Arbus.
Wow, that sounds great. That sounds wonderful. Nicole Kidman has really been taking a lot of risks. It's very, very cool.
Yeah, this is an offbeat film, I think.
Very, very neat. Now, if you would like more information about Bill Mays, his gigs, and his CDs, you can log on to billmays.net. He's with Palmetto Records. You can see him live this Wednesday. Two shows, 8 and 9:45 at Catano in New York City, or Friday the 12th at the IAJE convention in the, which ballroom?
The Metro.
There's so many of them. Yeah. I have yet to sort of really stare at that schedule. I have to. It sort of makes my eyes go.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. It's a three-ring circus.
It is it's a three-ring jazz circus, mm-hmm. and it's certainly jazz immersion, jazz by fire. And at 10:52, we are coming on up to the end of our time with Bill Mays. But you have done a lot of arranging for other singers. Your name was on the recent Ann Hampton Calloway album that. Ann is sort of fun in general. Who else have you worked with whose names we might? Hey, now
there's Ann now.
No, I think she's still home, as a matter of fact. Yeah. So who else have you worked with that we may have heard of?
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, I heard of him. Well, I read that before. But did you do arranging for them, or
no,
were you there?
I didn't.
You were their MD.
I did. I was Sarah Vaughan's MD and did some charts for her. I've done some writing for the BMI. Jazz Composers Workshop Orchestra in years past.
Uh-huh.
I've done lots of things for Marvin Stamm's various records.
Okay.
And, of course, stuff for my records. Martin Wend has several records out that I've written material for. And I'm currently writing a Beatles project for a rhythm section and a 20-piece string orchestra.
No way.
And lots of great Lennon McCartney melodies there that I'm tampering with harmonically. And it's been a fun project.
That sounds extraordinary. Well, you have to provide a copy of that CD because we have a Beatles 2x4 program here on WFDU FM,
yeah.
And I'm sure that they'd love to hear it.
Great.
Well, thank you so much, Bill Mays. Again, log on to BillMays.net, and as soon as I get back to my office, I'm going to. You can see Bill Mays linked on my interviews page. We'll stick him in the musician and band links. And thank you so much, Bill. I hope maybe I'll stop by and see you at
Great.
Your gig at the IAJE on Friday.
All right.
And I hope that you will send your new album when it has a name and when the piece has a name. And thank you for sharing the second movement
of that composition.
It was really nice to meet you. Thank you so much. And we're going to ride on up to the 11 o'clock boop. Actually, you know what? We got a little bit more Bill Mays, and then I'll come back with another cut for you from Connie Evingson here on Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. Thank you so much for keeping me company on this kind of dreary Monday. And 11 o'clock brings Going Places with Manny and more free tickets, including our friends at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. So stick around, won't ya?
took my heart and found it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from nowhere, made every hour sweet as a flower to me. If you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me just a memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me.
Hi, I'm Diane Korzynski from Paul's Motors Volvo. Music America on WFDU TNEC is underwritten by a grant from Paul's Motors Sales and Service Incorporated. Paul's is located at 990 Goffle Road in Hawthorne, New Jersey. On the web at www.paulsvolvo.com. Our telephone number at Paul's is 973-427-5777. Paul's Motors urges you to drive safely and keep listening to Music America on WFDU TNEC.
Hi, I'm Bob Mann. Please join me this Sunday morning at 8:30 for another edition of HealthLink Radio, right here on WFDU 89.1 FM. We've all had biopsies, but who has the expertise to figure out what is benign and what is a disease? We'll be talking all about the field of pathology with Dr. Deborah Heller this Sunday. HealthLink Radio is underwritten by The University Hospital in Newark, New Jersey.
And you're tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, and it's 11:01 and a half. And in a moment or two, we'll have my buddy Manny coming in to talk to you about going places. Let's take a quick check of the weather, shall we? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's still raining outside my windows here at WFDU-FM. They are talking about the rain ending, but I have seen no sign of it yet. So I'm here to tell you that's what the Associated Press is telling me, but I don't have any bulletins about that. Right now it's about 52 degrees outside my windows. We got some flooding going on, and we are looking at clearing skies and maybe some snow showers for a little bit later on in the week, which would be maybe inconvenient, but certainly refreshing. You got some flash flood watches out there, you guys. Let's see. In Upton, New York, the National Weather Service in Upton, New York has issued a flash flood warning for Union County here in northeast New Jersey because of the heavy rain, especially in Union, Summit, Plainfield, Linden, Elizabeth, and Clark. The Rahway River is at Springfield, 11 a.m. Let's see. The stage was 5.3 feet. Flood stage is 5.5. So this is kind of serious business. So be careful if you are driving around here in New Jersey. There are puddles and stuff on the roads. So just take care, because I do care about you. I'm Lise Avery. Thank you so much for joining me for Anything Goes, for this edition and for all editions of Anything Goes, because I appreciate your company and your support. I wanted to let you know, before I bring Manny on in, I got this from a group called the Bergen County, Bergen County CSO Group. They're the, they are a citizens advisory committee, and they are meeting, they've been meeting for more than a year to understand the issues and solutions related to reducing the impact of combined sewer systems on the area waterways. Consultants hired by the authority will present options and associated costs of a public meeting, or rather at a public meeting. Comments from the public will be included in the report being prepared for the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection. So this is your last chance to voice your opinions so the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection can consider your input when establishing CSO control levels and requirements that might cost millions of dollars, et cetera, et cetera. It's your county, it's your state, it's your environment. If you would like to attend this meeting, it will be occurring 10 o'clock in the morning on January 16th, that's next Tuesday, at the Bergen County Utilities Authority, public meeting room in the administration building, foot at Meerhof Road in Little Ferry. I don't know where it is, but I'm sure you can find it if you want more information. Here's a number to call. You can contact Donna Gregory at 973-941-9397. The future of your waterways is in your hands. So you might want to attend this meeting January 16th at 10 o'clock in the morning. And coming up next year on Anything Goes, we got my good buddy Manny to tell you about going places. Manny knows about travel because he's been everywhere, from Thailand to Turkey, from Maine to Mexico. You can email Manny your thoughts about travel or anything else you got to say by logging on to anythinggoesradio.com and clicking on Manny on my homepage. And Manny loves to talk about travel because he knows, as Mark Twain said, that travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. And as far as I'm concerned, anything that does that, I'm down. Come on, Manny. I know you're there. We're waiting for the CD player to kick in. Why is this happening to me lately, guys? I gotta tell you. Come on, CD player. Come on, Manny. Let's try it again. Let's go places with Manny here on Anything Goes. Okay. For some reason, it doesn't want to see Manny. We'll get back to Manny in just a moment. Meanwhile, let's listen to this.
I never figured I like the Swedish cold. It's not my time of year. But now I'm happy just as long as I know my Stockholm sweetness near. I never figured I'd like the winter winds that blew in Stockholm town. But now I'm happy just as long as I know my Stockholm sweetness round. Stockholm to me is full of Swedish type sweetness. That's where I'll be whenever winter winds blow.